Michael Popak with a Legal AF hot take. Will Donald Trump be indicted by the Attorney General of Arizona before the immunity oral argument by the United States Supreme Court on the 25th of April? That's what we want to know. Is Chris Mayes going to finish her investigation, which has already issued grand jury subpoenas and is focused on Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and Eastman and Chesbrough? Will she then get an indictment? So that's something else that the Supreme Court is going to have to consider, whether he has immunity because of his electioneering and campaigning that Donald Trump did to try to stay in office. Yes or no, immunity or not. In either event, that can't be the concern of the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mayes. She's moving forward with her investigation that we reported on over the summer, with the grand jury heated up with these grand jury subpoenas. And for people that are close to the investigation, they've said the focus has been on Donald Trump, that Chris Mayes is going to have to make an ultimate decision. She's got a couple of decisions. Is she going to indict Donald Trump through the grand jury process so that he has another state prosecution to deal with in addition to New York and Georgia? The Georgia one is mired right now in this sideshow related to Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, the prosecutors. And as we've got completely sidetracked from the indictment of Donald Trump and 16 or 17 others in Georgia by a grand jury in Georgia. And we're all tied up with, you know, what's going on after hours with two prosecutors, as if that matters to the indictment. But this would open up a new front against Donald Trump, who's already stretched thin with his defense team, to have to deal with a new indictment. Yes, it would put Arizona right in the middle of the jackpot of the United States Supreme Court and their decision on immunity. Because if he's immune from suit to have the federal case dismissed, the question is he immune from prosecution at the state level and state cases for which he does not have pardon power, should there the inevitable or the impossible happen and Donald Trump return to power? But the focus here on this hot take is Arizona. They already have cooperating witnesses. What happened in Arizona? Fake electors happened in Arizona, led by Donald Trump, his Trump's campaign, Mark Meadows, coordinating the work along with Mike Roman, who are also indicted in Georgia, to get fake electors to not only in Arizona, they went one step further. They didn't just meet in secret in December and cast fake certificates that were used and brought through Ken Chesbrough and Mike Roman to the doorstep and dropped at the foot of Mike Pence to try to pressure him. They filed a lawsuit in Arizona led by the fake electors, two of which were state senators at the time, and one of which, Kelly Ward, was the chairman of the Arizona GOP. And the lawsuit, it ended up, of course, filtered through in Jack Smith, the special counsel's indictment in D.C., is reference to what happened in Arizona, including reference to this lawsuit and the attempt to use it to pressure Mike Pence. So Arizona went one step further. They were like fake electors plus, if you will. The other states, many of them, the battleground states, they just met in secret and put a fake wax seal on it and sent it off to the National Archive and to federal judges and hoped that it would work. Arizona went one step further. Arizona, you'll recall, is also the location of then Speaker of the House of the Arizona State House, Rusty Bowers. Rusty Bowers testified to the Jan 6 committee and ultimately to the Arizona investigators working for the Attorney General and to Jack Smith that he was pressured by a phone call by Giuliani and Donald Trump himself to try to get him to overturn the will of the people. And even though he was a Republican, he wasn't MAGA, and he told them no way. He was not going to participate in that without evidence. And of course, Rudy Giuliani had no evidence of voter fraud or election fraud or anything of the sort. So Rusty Bowers did not follow him at much political peril, because Rusty Bowers is no longer the Speaker of the House in Arizona, but he is a cooperating witness with Chris Mayes' investigation. As is some of the fake electors as well. But now, you know, you start at the bottom in an investigation and you make your way to the apex, to reach the apex predators, and that's Trump, Meadows, Giuliani, Chesbrough, and Eastman. And that is the new reporting. Kelly Mays' decision has, as I said at the top of the hot take, takes two forms. One, is she going to indict or have the grand jury seek the indictment of Donald Trump from the grand jury, yes or no? And is her indictment and her focus of her criminal investigation as an attorney general in Arizona solely on Arizona and the interference with the election process in Arizona, or is it broader, a la Fannie Willis in Georgia, which also mentioned the other battleground states? My guess, watching Fannie Willis in action in Georgia, Chris Mays is going to learn from that, and she's going to focus solely on Arizona, which is probably a relief to Jack Smith because he's got some of the battleground states mentioned as predicate acts in his indictment against Donald Trump. Now, already, lawyers for the possibly indicted, that's a good term, the possibly indicted, like Mark Meadows, his lawyer, Mr. Terwilliger, said, well, we just had a ruling by the United States Supreme Court on the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and ballots and insurrectionists, and it stands for the proposition. Now, watch them stretch this like silly putty, the results of a relatively narrow decision by the United States Supreme Court. He said, well, that just shows you they don't want states meddling in federal affairs. And what is Chris Mays doing, the Attorney General of Arizona? She's meddling in federal affairs. And look what happens. Wrong. Every case that's even been cited by the United States Supreme Court also stands for the position and the proposition that states, alongside the federal government, have a role in the federal and presidential election process, including at the electorate level, the setting the rules and regulations at voting places, how the ballot is going to look, and things like that. So, of course, if there's interference with the electoral results, and there's an attempt to disconnect the voters from the result fraudulently, as has been claimed in Arizona, of course the Attorney General has to get to the bottom of it. It's not just the feds. The feds have. They've indicted. But if Terwilliger for Meadows thinks he's going to use the most recent decision in Anderson, the Anderson decision related to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that, no, the 14th Amendment Section 3 applies to insurrectionists, but that's not for the states to decide. That's different than criminal prosecution pursuant to the powers and duties of an attorney general of a state related to election fraud in her state. That is her province. That is the scope of her responsibility. And nothing in the United States Supreme Court stops that. I've tried so many different things to maintain a heart healthy lifestyle, like cycling classes and starting a daunting cardio routine. And frankly, it just hasn't been helpful for me. We often think living a more heart healthy life means making big, unsustainable changes. But with Super Beats Heart Chews, you can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Heart health is important to me because I want to be around as long as possible for my loved ones and new family. Super Beats Heart Chews give me the peace of mind that I'm doing the right thing and doing something good for myself every day. I take Super Beats Heart Chews every morning, and after taking them, I feel like I have more energy to beat life at its own game. Super Beats Heart Chews are a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. It's plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. I can't recommend Super Beats Heart Chews enough to our listeners. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to LegalAFBeats.com. Get this exclusive offer only at LegalAFBeats.com. But you see how the other side distorts and stretches beyond all recognition, even recent, Supreme Court precedent from a week ago. There's no way you can read the Anderson decision. And yes, I've read the Anderson decision. There's no way to read it and come away with it with the talking point, the little clip that Mark Meadows' lawyer just used does not stand for the proposition, is what I'm trying to say. And the Anderson decision does not stand for the proposition that forevermore, attorney generals and other law enforcement in a state can investigate attempts to interfere with the electoral process in that state and disenfranchise its voters, even if it's a federal election. Even the right-wing MAGA Supreme Court would say that. So forget that talking point to the extent that you hear it or somebody in a palm card decides to tell you that in their debate with you. It's untrue. The real issue about the United States Supreme Court that's important here is whether the Attorney General of Arizona is going to get her indictment in place before the Supreme Court makes the ruling on immunity, just to bring everybody up to speed so we're all singing from the same page of the hymnal here on this hot take. United States Supreme Court has set oral argument, full briefing by the 25th of April on the issue of whether the D.C. Court of Appeals was right or wrong in their decision that there is no and cannot be any absolute presidential immunity from criminal conduct while in office, period. The only issue that the Supreme Court is interested in is just one issue. Can a former president use immunity concerning official acts? But that begs the question. There are plenty of acts that Donald Trump did as campaigner-in-chief, electioneering-in-chief, trying to get reelected-in-chief that are not part of his official duties. So if Donald Trump thinks that the way the Supreme Court has framed their appeal so narrowly is good for him, it's not. He thinks it's a life preserver. I see it as an anvil that will be his undoing. But Attorney General's got to do what Attorney Generals do. And that means if they got a grand jury and they've got the evidence, use your prosecutorial discretion and seek the indictment of Donald Trump in Arizona and let the immunity chips fall where they may. We're not there yet. Should not stop or delay. It won't stop or delay Chris Mays in this area. So we're going to continue to follow, as we have right from the very beginning, the Attorney General of Arizona, like the Attorney General for Michigan, Dana Nessel, like the other attorney generals in the battleground states. You know, Georgia is being handled by the Fani Willis prosecution. Michigan, there's already, not only is there the fake electors being prosecuted, but there's a review to see whether others, including all the way at the top, like Donald Trump, should be prosecuted. Arizona is doing its thing. I'm not sure what's going on in Pennsylvania or in the other battleground states, but I can at least report here on Arizona, which is the purpose of the hot take. If you like what we're doing here, this kind of analysis, if you like lawyers talking about things that they know what they're talking about at the intersection of law and politics, you've come to the right place, Legal AF. Yes, that cheekily named podcast at the intersection of law, politics, and justice resides in one place on the dial on the Midas Touch YouTube channel. You knew that. You're right here now. And then we do a show where we curate the top five things that you need to know on our show Wednesday, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Midas Touch Network. Free subscribe. Takes a second. Use your thumbs and fingers. Help them get the 3 million free subscribers. This is a network you're building in real time, right? It's like a plane we're building as we're flying it. And you're part of it. So we don't have any outside investors, an independent network in every way, shape, and form. So if you like what I'm doing here, this is really the important part. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. That's the only way your ratings or your view of the show are recorded. It's not like cable news where you just stare at the screen and your eyeballs register as ratings. You got to interact with the content. We invite it here. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.